This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal law enforcement officials continue to warn of a possible copycat attack or retaliatory violence after the attempt on Donald Trump's life. Alana Durkin-Richer reports law enforcement officials are worrying about the fallout from Saturday's attack.
Federal law enforcement officials are warning now of potential retaliatory acts of violence, saying they've seen an uptick of threatening rhetoric online.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also received Secret Service protection. President Joe Biden addressed black supporters in the battleground state of Nevada Tuesday, his first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt on his Republican rival, former U.S. President Donald Trump. He linked the attack on Trump to racial and gun violence, imploring Americans to condemn violence in any form. VOA's Patsy Badakaswara.
Currently, Biden lags behind Trump nationally and in various swing states, including Nevada. Aiming to win black support, Biden contrasted his policies with his rivals. He mocked the term black jobs that Trump often uses.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Biden repeated calls for Americans to treat each other not as enemies. Trump, uncharacteristically subdued after the attempt on his life, has also called for unity. But many expect the calm to last only temporarily, with campaigning set to intensify following the party's political conventions. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after that announcement. It follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. Under long-standing political arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men had been exempt from the draft. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports U.S. defense officials say Islamic State attacks are increasing.
The U.S. Central Command says the Islamic State group is trying to reconstitute as the number of attacks in Syria and Iraq is on track to double those of the previous year. IS has claimed over 150 attacks in both countries in the first 6 months of 2024. CENTCOM said statement on Wednesday, according to a U.S. defense official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The group was behind 121 attacks in Syria and Iraq in 2023. The announcement comes just after the 10-year mark since the militant group declared its caliphate and attempted to enforce its extreme interpretation of Islam. I'm Charles Villavesma.
The U.S. ambassador told Russia's foreign minister that President Vladimir Putin should release detained Americans, singling out journalist Evan Gershkovich and ex-Marine Paul Whelan. Linda Thomas Greenfield took the opportunity of Moscow's top diplomat Sergei Lavrov presiding at a U.N. Security Council meeting to promote multilateralism and democracy Tuesday to appeal for the release of Americans. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports police in Thailand believe one of six people found dead in a luxury hotel room poisoned to death the others because of a bad investment.
Police in Thailand say the bodies of two Vietnamese Americans and four Vietnamese nationals were found Tuesday afternoon in a room at the Grand Hyatt Erawan in downtown Bangkok. A hotel maid found them after they failed to check out of the room. The six were last seen alive when food was delivered to the room Monday afternoon. The staff saw one woman who received the food, and security footage shows the other five arriving one by one to the room shortly after. Thai police say traces of cyanide were found in cups of the six people and thermoses police found in the room. Initial results of an autopsy are expected Thursday. Police say a husband and wife among the dead had invested money with two of the other victims. I'm Donna Water.
At least 72 people, including nine soldiers and a soldier's wife, were killed when armed men attacked a village in western Congo. Saturday's attack took place in the village of Kinsele, around 100 kilometers east of Kinshasa. Because of insecurity and poor infrastructure in the region, attacks can take days to be reported. It is in a territory where conflict has raged on for 2 years between two communities, leading to hundreds of civilian deaths. The attackers were from the Mbando militia, which is a group presenting itself as defenders of the Yaka people. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.